Oh, so close, but no cigar for the Iowa men's basketball team last night. We will discuss. Also, coming up, we'll take a look at football recruiting 2.0 as today, day number two. Used to be the only day, but now it's the late day as far as the signing period is concerned. We'll talk about that as far as the in-state schools and more. Mark Ironside will join us to talk some college wrestling, and we'll talk a little BNA as well. It's all coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you into the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. At least he will be here in a moment. Kyle Mann, our producer, as well today. National Signing Day Part 2, as we mentioned. The Iowa Hawkeyes picked up a handful of recruits today. Iowa State, same thing, except they reeled in a pretty good one. Iowa reeled in a pretty good one a couple days ago with the Georgia linebacker. Iowa State getting an Arizona quarterback today that they are very, very high on. Well, name a coaching staff that's not high on some of their prospects that they brought in. But we'll talk about that. UNI has their complete list of recruits as well. So we'll kick that around. We'll talk some Iowa, Michigan State from last night. Mark Ironside will join us here in about 15 minutes or so. And Mark is going to talk about Ohio State, Penn State wrestling from last weekend. We'll take a look back at Iowa's two home meets, the final meets of the year at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. We'll talk about that with Mark here in just a little bit and have more for you coming up here on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Should let you know, it's in the early stages, but National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch that will go into effect tomorrow afternoon through Friday evening. And they're talking about, they don't know the exact tracking yet, but they are talking about a potential anyway of a pretty significant snow event, which is now what we are calling it, Mark. They're talking about anywhere between 3 and 8 inches of snow coming up. So we go through the entire season without having any cancellations, and we're going to get a bunch here in the last week. But like they said, they track. They don't exactly know how it's going to go, but there is that possibility anyway out there as we have a little bit of significant snow maybe in the offing there a little bit. We are not like Josh McDaniels. We did not sign up for another show in our back. We are here. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Certainly a lot to talk about. Mark Ironside, of course, and recruiting day, Iowa, Michigan State.
A mom course, walking out on her son's recruiting decision.
How about that?
Oh, you knew some one of these each year has some bizarre twist to it, and this is this year's. Mom didn't like it.
Like the son didn't share that with her before?
No. Or maybe he's changed his mind at the very last second. I don't know. But
we're talking about a recruit that what?
Florida.
His mom had Alabama or Tennessee hat. And what, Alabama or Georgia's shirt on?
Right, right.
And the kid decided to go to Florida?
Oops! That wasn't one of the, that's not what you told me at the dinner table last night, son. And mom did not like that. And mom promptly left the room, exit stage right. Nothing like that as far as our Midwest teams here today. We'll start off with that, with recruiting here a little bit. As far as the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned, Mark, we have the complete list, which includes, by the way, now the two Indianapolis area players that weren't not officially signed after the early signing period, but they are now in the good fold. DJ Johnson, I believe, was one of those. And also Julius Brents, a defensive back, both from the Indianapolis area. So they are in the fold as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned right now, but a few more coming in today. I think the headliner obviously was Jaden McDonald, the linebacker out of Suwanee, Georgia. As we talked about yesterday, he was a big get for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, five players scholarship players added to the Hawkeye recruiting class. You mentioned Merriweather, 6'2", 190, defensive back, and he is, by all accounts, a very good one. Logan Klemp, linebacker out of South Hamilton High School right here in Iowa. He joins the group. And DJ Johnson, cornerback out of
Indianapolis,
I'm sorry. And you mentioned Brents, another defensive back. And so signings are done. The Iowa's assembled quite a walk-on list among those. Blair Brooks, wide receiver out of Marion. And Ben Subert, tight end out of Williamsburg. Those are the Eastern Iowa guys who will walk on at Iowa. So the group is assembled. I read, I think, 24/7 Sports had Iowa around 38 in the country, 8th in the Big Ten. So I think more of the same for Iowa. That's where Iowa usually lands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was pretty close to where everyone thought that the Hawkeyes would be, is right in that area, and not a lot of big. As far as the walk-ons are concerned, three guys from Waukee, I think, and a couple from West Lyons. So Iowa knows places that have been good to them in the past, and there you go. They will try to hitch their wagons up to those folks one more time. Iowa State today, they got the guy they wanted. And you can't blame Iowa State for trumpeting this. This could be Matt Campbell's, one of his biggest coups. Picked up a quarterback out of Arizona by the name of Brock Purdy, who picked Iowa State over a bunch of them, but it came down to the final two choices. It came down to Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M or Matt Campbell and Iowa State. And Iowa State beat out Texas A&M. And as well they should be. Cyclone Nation is going crazy right now, thinking this is their quarterback of the future down the line. Not this year, probably. Who knows, Kyle Klemp's situation. I don't think he's going to be able to be coming back, but Zeb Nolan's going to probably be the starter this year, but you never know how it all plays out. But they think they got a good one for the future in Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he's a three-star out of Gilbert, Arizona. And as you mentioned, the recruitment included such schools as Alabama, Texas A&M, but also Cal Davis and a few schools like that. So this is a guy that Matt Campbell and his staff had circled. They wanted him from the very get-go, and they got him. Personally, I'm pumping the brakes a little bit on it because I mean, look at Iowa's quarterback recruit, Spencer Petras. And I don't want to get into an Iowa State thing, okay? Spencer Petras, same number of stars out of California.
But it's that Alabama.
So, yeah, is it because Alabama and the SEC schools were mentioned in the same breath that makes this guy so much more coveted? I don't know. But
we're going to find out in 4 years.
Iowa State fans are excited. And you know what? I hope he's the next Baker Mayfield. He's not that kind of quarterback. He's a drop-back quarterback. But I hope he's that good for Iowa State's sake.
Yeah, and he is the backbone of this recruiting class that Iowa State has brought in. And Matt Campbell has done a terrific job in bringing in recruits and trying to build off the 8-win season that they put together last year and the Liberty Bowl win. As far as the UNI Panthers are concerned, by the way, if you would like to comment, we ask you to do so via the text line today, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Kyle's down in Iowa City. Kirk Ferentz is going to meet the media at 4. Matt Campbell is meeting the media at 3:30 today. So Kyle is down there getting audio in Iowa City today. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall, that of course in downtown Iowa City, and of course they will have a gift card that Todd and Alex will give away on their program from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. UNI, a little different here, Mark, for the Panthers. as we talk some recruiting here at 313. Usually heavily populated with State of Iowa kids. There are State of Iowa kids this year, but as you mentioned, there aren't a lot from our neck of the woods for this class for Mark Farley. A lot of more out-of-staters this year for Mark Farley than he has assembled in the past.
Yeah, I think Waverly is the closest school to Cedar Rapids that had a player that you and I latched onto. Usually there's a player or two from the metro area or Mississippi Valley Conference, but or the Iowa City quarter, but not so much this year. It doesn't mean it's a better or worse class than any others, but just a little bit different.
Some of the UNI signees, we'll just go down the list here. It's not a alphabetical list or anything like that. This is the way they came in today. Taylor Johnson, he is from Minneapolis. He is a 6'2 defensive back. Jack Wegger, of course, Brandon Wegger's brother, who was at Purdue. He is going to leave Purdue, and he will be headed back to UNI and to the Midwest. Caden Hoftelling, he is a defensive end. I hope I said that right. From Cambridge, Nebraska. Taj Moffitt, he's a defensive back. They went heavy defensive backs. He's out of University Place, Washington. That is up by the University of Washington Husky headquarters up there in Seattle. So a little bit of a coup right there, perhaps. Another defensive back, Roosevelt Lawrence, out of Tampa via Iowa Central Community College. Tied in, Jaden Scott, 6'5", out of Omaha. Also, another tied in, 6'6", 220-pounder out of Nixon, Missouri, which is a very good school, football school, by the name of Alex Allen. And also, Sam Thompson, he is a Iowan 6'2 linebacker out of Van Meter. He's a terrific all-around athlete. But UNI, as per usual, picks up more than likely the top wide receiver out of the state of Iowa, Sam Ngoli, 6'5", 205-pound jumping jack out of West Des Moines, Dowling. Won a state championship in all his years at Dowling, and he is going to be a UNI Panther. Jordan Geyer, like you mentioned, out of Waverly Shellrock, 6'3", 195-pound linebacker. And out of Dyke, New Hartford, defensive lineman Chase Aaron, 6'1", 270-pounder. Just some of the guys that also Jordan Hook out of Grundy Center, we should mention that as well. He is a lineman, 6'4", 270-pounder. Another young man out of Iowa Central Community College via Palmer, Iowa. Football players come out of Palmer too, you know, Mark. Tim Butcher is his name, 6'2", 300 pounds. That's a great name for a football player. And they also have a guy by the name of Shakespeare, which I am really looking forward to hearing Gary Ryman talk about. Shakespeare Williams, 6', 190-pound D-back out of Kansas City, Missouri. So a lot of guys out of Missouri, a lot of guys out of Minneapolis, and then sprinkling in a few from Florida and other places for UNI.
And everybody's very happy.
And everybody has won recruiting day. Mark, you remember your recruiting day?
Very much so.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, him, Mark.
Oh.
Him, Mark. How about your recruiting day, Mark?
There was a lot of clamoring over my golf game, and Co won the battle over no one else.
Mark Ironside, did you?
He didn't consider anybody
else.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you didn't. You were going to be a Hawkeye wrestler the whole way, right?
Yeah, I was either going to be a Hawkeye wrestler or I was just going to go straight to the workforce and start trying to make some money. One of the two. So the running joke with Gable and I is when I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, he introduced me and said that you know, when he was introduced me, he got me for, you know, like not,
bottom dollar.
Yeah, he got me for, you know, not bottom dollar, but I didn't even get half a ride, you know. But that time wrestling splits there. Very seldom does someone get a full ride in the sport of wrestling, at least back then. And they're able to split them up in partials and so forth or whatever. I mean, I was right around that 40% mark, and it was kind of funny how he said in the speech when he was introducing me how, you know, if I would have literally bargained with him, I could have got more. and that when I got up there, I said, well, if he would have bargained me, I would have went there for free. So,
so there you go.
I just wanted to wrestle for Gable. At that time, Tom and Terry Brands were still competing for the Worlds and Olympics. They were assistant coaches. Jim Zaleski was in there, who's an unbelievable technician. It was just a perfect fit for me. I knew it. It was either there or nowhere. I mean, I got letters from other places, phone calls from other coaches, D1 all over the country, and I never...
You didn't have the hat dance then. You didn't have, you know, other hats in front of you. You didn't. And that was back in a simpler time, though.
I just never even looked at anywhere else. I was very polite to everybody that would call or whatever, and just, you know, pretty much just said, no, I'm not interested. I appreciate, you know, your time or whatever. But I was a Hawkeye or nothing, so to speak, I guess.
Most interesting coach who called you? Besides Gable.
I would say... the one that was probably the relentless one was Jim Gibbons in Iowa State.
Mm.
You know, but there's no way, no way I was going to be a Cyclone for sure. So, you know, I liked Michigan at the time too. I mean, Michigan was a good school, but I'm kind of a homeboy. I mean, I like it here. You know, that's the other thing. In the coaching tree, I've had a lot of offers, especially when I first got out of college and stopped competing. To go and coach at many Penn State, Michigan, Oklahoma, Arizona State, all over. Lots of great Division I schools. Virginia Tech, Tom Brands. You know, I mean, I turn a lot of stuff down. I just kind of like it here in this area and kind of doing what I'm doing. And I guess I just know what I want. So it had to be like the most unbelievable perfect situation, I guess.
There you go. There you go. We will talk about Iowa and Michigan State from last night. I'm going to do that after we talk with Mark here in just a little bit. And Mark Dukes. I have to be specific now here today. What a game that was last night. I don't think anybody expected that. Iowa had a chance to win that game at the very end, but they did. Ended up 96-93. If you like putting the ball in the basket, that was your cup of tea last night.
Yeah, unexpectedly entertaining. Michigan State went in as a 10 or 11 point favorite, and I thought that was a sucker bet, but our friend Alex Kuhn pegged it right. He took the points last night, and Iowa just gave a terrific performance against a group of terrific athletes. I mean, you got two NBA lottery picks on that team. Others that may or may not play in the league. I'm talking about Michigan State, but Jordan Bohannon makes a miraculous recovery from a sickness. I don't know whether you spent the day in the Iowa wrestling sauna, but
they
sweated
sometimes.
Something out. Yeah. Tyler Cook was terrific, and Iowa just didn't have enough. I mean, Michigan State is the type of team where you got a guy, Kenny Goins, at the end, who hadn't made a three-point goal in 10 games, and rattles one in near the end, and that was the killer right there.
It was.
An unlikely guy makes a shot like that, but Michigan State has those type of players, and Iowa really gave a great effort, I have to say that. And it was, as Michael Oss wrote today in his column, a genuine good try.
It was, and the crowd was behind him. It wasn't a full house by any means. I think it ended up... They announced at 11-6-ish, somewhere in there, but probably a good 10 or 11,000 there last night, and it was a loud crowd. Didn't stop people from leaving with a minute to go, but, you know, we've been down that road for 20 years, and that's just not going to change, so it is what it is. We'll talk more about Iowa-Michigan State coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk some college wrestling with you as Mark joins us here in studio. And stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to The Gym Class KGYM here on a Wednesday.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
The most special gifts for her this Valentine's Day will be found at Siegel's Jewelry. Gifts like heart-shaped sterling and gold jewelry, 50% off. 24-karat gold overlay roses in most colors, normally $79, now just $39. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, it's Siegel's Jewelry. One half block south of the Town & Country Shopping Center, or go online at diamondsforever.com.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready for a fight, we'll take you down tonight.
I hope that wasn't Saturday night from 8 o'clock Eastern Time against Penn State in front of 15, 16,000 people in Bryce Torn Arena on an elevated stage.
Elevated stage. Yeah, there won't be a basketball game there. They had to wrestle Ohio State in Rec Hall because of the Iowa Penn State basketball game, but nothing like that coming up.
And did you see the attendance there?
Yeah.
It was terrible. They should have put the basketball game in Rec Hall and put the Ohio State and Penn State wrestling meet in Bryce Jordan. They would have made out way better on money.
Probably would have.
I see some people thinking that was the greatest duel of all time, and I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. There's been a lot of good duels. It was a really good one.
Yeah.
A really sure. good one.
Yeah, no doubt.
But the greatest of all time,
people do say what they want. They build up everything on social media and say, you know, I mean, you can get away with anything just to make something, you know, interesting, you know. I mean, it's crazy. Just by now, it's just like you just roll your eyes and go with it type of thing. But it was, you know, like you said, it was a fantastic meet. You know, I was in front of the TV my whole family was in front of the tee watching it. You know, it wasn't even Iowa. And came right down to the wire. What Ohio State really faltered at was at 197. That was the kicker for them, you know. But they had some other areas that they could have won. Ohio State did look good in a few situations. But I tell you what, man, you got to tip your cap to Penn State. Is they came out and wrestled hard from the first whistle to the last. I mean, Tomasello gets taken down twice. Rutherford gets taken down twice. Snyder gets taken down twice, you know, which Snyder's kind of going for broke there, you know.
Once.
Were you more surprised about Snyder's performance or Neville's performance at heavyweight?
A little bit more on Snyder. Not really surprised. I mean, Neville's is always sneaky good. I mean, he's a big guy. He's athletic. He knows how to move. But no, I'm not surprised by Snyder and the fact that Snyder was going for broke a lot. I mean, he was doing things in there he wouldn't normally do. And what you got to realize, too, is Snyder's giving up about 40 pounds. That's a lot of weight.
He needed a tech fall in that situation Ohio State to win.
Needed a major.
Just a major.
Okay, Ohio State would have won on criteria.
Yeah, they would have won on criteria. Okay.
Yeah. He just needed a major. And I think if he would have just went out and just, instead of just trying to go for broke right away and kind of throwing everything he could at him, just wrestled a good, smart, decent pace match, he would have got the major. Mm. I really believe that. But Snyder put a lot of pressure on himself for that match.
It's surprising. A guy that's been in so many situations. I mean, Olympic gold medal, world championships.
Well, he got tired, too, championships. You know. I mean, I think that had a lot to do with it.
He's just in Russia, right?
Yeah, I mean, he just got back. I mean, he just traveled through, like, 8 time zones, you know. I mean, the guy, His body just hadn't recouped from that trip either. And I'm not trying to make excuses for Kyle Snyder, but like I said, too, he's also throwing around someone that weighs 40 pounds more than him and knows how to use it. I mean, some of those situations, he's in on that shot and he's trying to lift and he finally gets it. Man, that takes a lot out of you. You know, but the whole Ohio State team, that's what I was probably disappointed in Ohio State, is the fact that their entire team just looked like they were just tired, like really tired, like in the first periods. I was kind of surprised by that at this point in time in the season. I don't know if the nerves got to them, the hype got to them, being in that super hot, smaller gym that only holds 6,600 people. I don't know, but they looked tired, and Penn State looked fresh. They looked good, and they wrestled hard from the first whistle to the last. Penn State looked like a team that had 5 returning national champs come back with one of their main guys out and still, you know, wants that national title this year really bad.
Yeah. Mark Spirits brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And talking about Ohio State and Penn State right there, and of course Iowa, they go to State College coming up on Saturday night. Everything on paper looks like it's going to be Penn State. I don't know if I should say walking away with it or what have you, but definitely Iowa has their work cut out for them coming up Saturday night.
Yeah, I'd say. You know, it could be really ugly for the Hawkeyes, you know, come Saturday night, 7 o'clock Iowa time, 8 o'clock Eastern. It could be ugly. It could be really ugly, or we could be pleasantly surprised, like we were talking about a little bit off air, Scott, and the fact that they might be coming off of a high, you know, beating Ohio State, winning the Big Ten championship dual meet season. Maybe they, take us for granted a little bit, and they go in, and then we can come out and we can wrestle extremely hard, and maybe pull out a couple upsets. You know, there's some matches in there that honestly could go either way. I'm just really interested to see them, how they come out. Vince Joseph at 165 for Penn State. So just an athlete, got great balance, got good hips. Very confident in himself right now, coming off a national championship as a freshman. But I just don't think he's felt anybody like Alex Marinelli for a full 3 periods. And I'm just very curious to see how he holds up all 3 periods against that kind of pressure. The other match that I'm really looking forward to, it should be very interesting. It could go honestly either way, is heavyweight with Stoll versus Nevels. That's a big, big match right there.
Stoll needs a win. Stoll needs a big win. Well, over one of these guys.
That would be a big win. That would be a really good one to do it on.
I said before the show that I, just doping it out here, maybe Iowa wins 3 to 6 matches, and you told me I was giving Iowa a little bit more credit than maybe they deserve, but we were close.
Yeah.
In what you think.
I'm thinking 2 to 5, you know. Obviously Lee and Kemmer, now that Nolf's out, I think that's a slam dunk for us. I think those 2 matches for sure, but there's a lot of other matches in there, you know, 33, 65, heavyweight, that, you know, we could still pull out and win. We could win up to 5. You know, I don't see 41 at this point in time. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised, but they look good. I don't see 97. They look good there, and we just haven't, you know. So those 2. I mean, there's 2 more matches. Possibly we could win, but just based off our latest performances and then how they looked on against Ohio State, I just don't see those happening.
Well, I ask you about Sorensen and Rutherford. It was a 1-point match in the duel last year, and you pointed out something else.
Well, I mean, the last time they wrestled, which was the national finals, it wasn't 1 point. It wasn't close. You know, I think Rutherford still, you know, I mean, perfect example. You know, we wrestle Ohio State, Deshaun Jones, and we need a takedown in the 3rd period to win that match. Brandon Sorensen needs a takedown in the 3rd period to win that match. We have to have a takedown, or we don't win. And Rutherford gets taken down twice. and still comes back and gets a tech. That's what I'm talking about. There's a big gap there. Mm. Now, the one thing about Sorensen versus Deshaun Jones is he's not going to give up as many points. He's, you know, he's stingy. He's pretty solid, but he just allows guys to get to his legs a little bit too easy, as we saw against Northwestern that he won in overtime. Just he let that Deacon just get to his legs over and over and over again. He's learned to move his feet, and Rutherford is just nonstop, perpetual motion. Just he's just all over the place, and there's definitely. You got Rutherford up here, and then you got Sorensen and a couple other guys kind of way down here battling it out for a second right now.
Think about Penn State. They only have one significant senior on the team.
Yeah.
And that's Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that Michigan State basketball team we saw last night. I mean,
these guys aren't going to go pro, though.
No, the wrestlers are not, but this team isn't going away.
No, they're not, and that's what we've been saying, what I've been saying for a while now. I mean, it's going to be a while before someone knocks – Penn State off their throne. I mean, they have so much good young talent coming in. Ohio State, you know, having a couple of transfers in this year has really helped them and given them a chance. Without those transfers in this year, Campbell, 65, and McKenna at 41, that, you know, that doesn't happen. You know, then we're dogging it out with Ohio State for third and along with some other teams. So, you know, Penn State, they got it going on. I mean, when they return five national champs, I mean, that's hard to beat. That's really hard to beat. So, you know, but we'll see. You know, it's a situation where we don't have anything to lose. We're the underdog. Nobody expects us to win. We're going into a hostile environment. You know, all the pressure's on them. You know, I mean, we just need to go out there and give it everything we got, and, you know, possibly we do win six matches. You don't know. So, but I think it's going to take for sure six wins to beat them. Mm-hmm. Even if we split 5-5, they're probably going to pick up some bonus points and beat us on a 5-5. We're going to have to win six matches in order to win this duel.
One of those probably should be Spencer Lee right out of the chute if they indeed start at 125. We'll have to see how it plays out. And he's going back home. Young's going back home. It'll be interesting to see the greeting. I know what the greeting will be for Spencer Lee, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's good. I don't think that's you're going to hear probably obviously a lot of boos, stuff like that, and Spencer Lee will be fine with that. He's cool with that. You know, those are the type of environments we were talking about earlier. Like
probably
to go
thrive
into
with it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It'll motivate him even more. He's good with that stuff. You know, I think, you know, Spencer Lee did have a really not a close match, but he's up 6-0 and going into the second period against Northwestern, against Rivera from Northwestern. He ends up winning, I think it was like 7-4. He gets ridden out the whole second period. He gives up two takedowns in the third period, just dead tired. I think a little bit of that is probably 9 a.m. weigh-in. We haven't done that all year long. I think he just and not to take anything away from Rivera, because Rivera is good too. He's really good, but Rivera had a ton of energy left after that match. He didn't even look like he was hardly even breathing hard at all, and Spencer Lee could barely walk off the mat. So we got some work to do there. There's no doubt. Obviously, bottom position is a position that you know, Spencer needs to work on and conditioning a little bit, or at least his you know, weight cutting routine maybe a little bit, or recovery a little bit, or warm up. I don't know, but there's obviously some things there that Lee needs to work on and get better at, and he had been getting better as well too. And I just think the early morning weigh-in kind of threw off his regimen and his routine a little bit, and cost him a little bit in that match against Rivera.
So you're going out the day before?
Maybe.
I mean, how will that work? I mean, sit around all day and
for 2 days basically.
Well, no, actually, we're leaving Friday, so we basically get there, you know, Friday afternoon, and you know, work out Friday night, get up, sleep in Saturday morning, get up, get a little workout in, breakfast, and then basically, you know, you'll lay around for a couple hours, a few hours, and you're heading over there to get a workout in, get your weight down, and go through that workout. I mean, if everything works out as of right now, it's going to be a real quick in-and-out trip. The thing that's worrying me, though, is this snow that's coming in on Friday. I'm just waiting for Luke Eustace, our operations guy, you know, to shoot me a text, say, hey, we're leaving tomorrow now, and, you know, trying to get in front of this thing, or driving. I wouldn't be surprised about that either. Well, we've done it before.
To Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. We've done a bus, and I'm not talking a I'm talking coach bus. I mean, I'm talking like not like really nice couches and that type of stuff. But I'm talking coach bus with your street seats that sit straight up and down and very barely recline. We wrestle Michigan State. We leave on Thursday. We wrestle in the morning. We wrestle Michigan State on Friday night. And then we hop on the bus at night. We drive to Pennsylvania. We wrestle Penn State on Sunday afternoon. And then we bus it home. Okay? That's torture. Especially when you're a radio guy. Okay? If I'm competing, I'm young. That's all right. But when I'm a radio guy, I don't want to do that. So, but if we do leave tomorrow and to beat this weather going out, then it's an all-day Friday deal of sitting around in a hotel room just torture.
Can we allocate some of that Polar Plunge money to the wrestling program?
Well, we are supposed to Friday or Saturday night after the meet's over have a charter home that night. Fly commercial out, charter home that night. And of course, that happens very, very, very seldom. The last time we did that was Penn State when we were supposed to charter home. And, of course, it was a snowstorm, and we didn't make it home until the next day anyway. But, hey, the women's basketball team got out in front of us that night, but we didn't. And we won.
Let's not start.
No, I meant to say earlier.
And we were to the airport before them.
Happy National Girls and Women's Sports Day.
Hey.
I meant to say that earlier.
Well,
and Mark would concur.
Fine time to bring it up now.
He's got girls competing in sports. They've come a long ways, but sometimes they beat the wrestling team to the airport.
I didn't
make that up.
That you're bitter still.
No, not that, you know, no big deal. It was only 3 years ago. Water under the bridge now. Hey, does the women basketball team play at Penn State Saturday?
Ooh.
God, if they do, oh my gosh. And then we got to fight for a plane again.
I'm looking.
I doubt it because we play in Bryce Jordan. We wrestle in Bryce Jordan.
We're talking, I think, with Lisa on Friday. So is there something that you would like us to pass along?
It's actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You got it? It is tomorrow.
I think it's at Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, it's at home.
All right. Well, good. That makes me feel a little bit better.
They are at Northwestern Sunday, so just throwing that out there. Mark Ironside joining us here at 3:40 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We had Senior Day on Sunday. Brandon Sorensen's last time he's going to wrestle at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and he's kind of the face of the senior class. There are others, obviously, but he's kind of the face of this class. And what's going to be his legacy to Iowa wrestling?
You know, Sorensen just, first of all, I mean, he wrestles his last match there and wins in overtime against Deacon when Deacon, you know, pulls on our headgear. And he was in on a shot on us, had a leg up in the air about ready to finish, which he actually did finish. But the reason he got in on the shot was because he did snap our head down. Like, we couldn't even move because he had our headgear. It was blatantly obvious. So it was the right call. You just don't like to win that way. But we also, you know, don't want to be in overtime either. I am just so unbelievably happy that he won that match that night with his last time in the Carver Hawkeye Arena, because that would be not a fun way to end your career in Carver Hawkeye Arena. But, you know, Sorensen, he's just such a – the way that he wrestles is the way that his kind of his demeanor is in his personality. He's not a loud guy. He's not a flashy guy on the wrestling mat. You know, he doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't put up a lot of points. But at the same time, on the wrestling mat, you can count on him. He's stingy. He does a great job out there. He doesn't give up a lot of points. He wins a heck of a lot of wrestling matches. You know, he's had Zane Rutherford in front of him for 3 years now. You know, and it's just, he's just that kind of guy too. You know, he'd do anything for you. He does good in school. You don't have to worry about him. He's a great, great teammate. He does anything you ever ask of him. You never hear him complain about anything. He just goes with the flow. He's just a fantastic kid. And you know, someone like that is very, very hard to replace, that you can just basically rely on so heavily for always being there and doing the right thing and giving it his all. It's just that's a trademark for Brandon Sorensen.
There's always guys that are recognized that you may never have heard of, never, if ever, have seen the mat. And I've always wondered how a guy hangs around for 4 or 5 years and never gets, you know, to show what he's got. Whether he's not good enough or somebody ahead of him is better.
Yeah, I mean, you got guys like that you know, they don't come along very often. I mean, that's why we only had three seniors, too, is you got a guy like Philip Laux, who I really wish he would have got the nod to wrestle on Sunday, being his... I mean, we're wrestling Northwestern. We're going to beat them. You know, team score is really not in jeopardy. I mean, I just kind of wish that he would have got the nod to get one more shot out there his senior year, senior meet, and the guy that they were wrestling wasn't, you know, that great or nothing either or whatever. But I know Tom's obviously going with Glenn for this season right now, and Glenn needed that match, you know, and every match counts for Glenn right now. But I just kind of wish that we would have seen Laux have the opportunity to wrestle in Carver-Hawkeye Arena as a senior one more time. But he's another guy, great teammate, and the same thing with McQuillan out of Monticello. Those type of guys like McQuillan, Laux, you know, but especially a guy like McQuillan who never sees an Iowa singlet, never wrestles varsity. Those are the type of guys. If there's people out there that want to hire someone for an employee, I mean, they're looking for really good, hardworking, disciplined employees. Those are the guys that I highly recommend you going after. Because if they can do good in school and be that committed to stick with the program and go through the things that the Iowa wrestling team goes through for 5 years straight and never get a chance to wrestle varsity, that's a committed kid right there. That's someone that has got a lot of dedication and that you can rely on, you can count on. Those are the type of guys who are job hunters. Those are the people that they should be going after, stuff like that.
Yeah. Before we let you go, it's District Saturday, and you'll be in Pennsylvania, though. But
I will be.
For another Ironside to make a state tournament.
Yeah, we'll see. He's been out. He hasn't wrestled but a match. Probably five matches the entire season. So you don't like to put too much pressure on that kid. But Dylan's a good kid. He just, you know, I mean, Matt and I had each other as brothers and pushed the hell out of each other and fought with each other and everything there else that there was. But Dylan just hasn't had a lot of that. And awesome kid in of his own way. And if he makes it to state, it'd be his first time ever. And I'd love to see him do it. But whatever happens, it happens for him.
Yeah. You're going down next week, right?
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah. Okay. Semifinals and finals.
Semifinals and finals. You got everything ready to go. Early. It's preliminary. No. Not ready. No. Okay.
I'll let you know on Thursday.
Next Wednesday we will find out Mark's wardrobe. The annual revealing of Mark's wardrobe for the broadcast. The state wrestling championships.
I don't know if I'll even have it picked out by Wednesday. I need to find out. What I need to do is I need to find out and talk to Ken Krobman in charge of the broadcast and all that with IHSSN and find out if there's a sponsor, if I'm supposed to be wearing a specific shirt. That's the stuff
I Depends on how much FaceTime you get on camera, right?
Usually you do your pre-roll where, you know, when you bring everybody in at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, you do a short 30-second segment kind of just talking about, you know, what the semifinals are going to bring for each class. You know, you do that, and then the finals, same thing, and then a real quick one at the very end. So, no, I don't see a lot of camera, live action camera time. It's more so just my voice, thankfully, for the viewers.
There you go. Well, we look forward to that. Have a good trip to Pennsylvania.
I pray we have a good trip.
And no bus rides for Mark.
No, I do not want to have to hop on a bus after the meet on Saturday night and bus home.
Text line saying the Penn State women are flying home and might beach to the airport as well.
I mean, at least they're flying that way. As soon as they get back, we'll hop on their plane if ours doesn't make it there and use their plane to go home.
Anything, right?
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Ohio State. Did I tell you the Ohio State? That's what happened in Ohio State. Sit in the airport for 3 hours after the meet. Flight gets canceled. Next thing you know, we're renting cars and we're driving home. I get home at 5 a.m. in the morning. I can just see it happening all over again.
Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Mark Ironside joining us Wednesdays, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll come back and we will have not only a Bowling Night America preview, but we will also talk about Iowa Michigan State from last night. Get your thoughts about it after this on KGYM.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
No baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
What if hiring could be easier, so even when you're busy, you can still be smart about how you hire? ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click. Then, they actively look for the most qualified candidates and invite them to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/will.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Our thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Kevin Lehman will talk college basketball and Cedar Rapids driver Joey Gase getting ready for Daytona. Yeah, racing is Sunday. It's Sunday this year, Mark, not Saturday for the big race for the pole sitters of last year, etc. That'll be coming up on Sunday, and then Speed Weeks next week, culminating with the running of the Great American Race a week from Sunday, the Daytona.
The 18th, right?
500, yeah. The 18th, right around the corner. And Joey will race in the nationwide race coming up on that Saturday at the Daytona International Speedway. We got some news out of Iowa City. Kyle, by the way, is down in Iowa City. He's collecting audio. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today. Talking about the National Letter of Intent Day, plus the 10th assistant coach that Iowa's brought on, Mark, was talking at 3:30 and the announcements made out of Iowa City.
Yeah, coming out of the Kirk Ferentz news conference, new coach Derek Foster, he will coach running backs. Brian Ferentz, in addition to being offensive coordinator, will coach the tight ends. And LeVar Woods will be the full-time special teams coach.
So there you go. Some of these anticipated, but Brian Ferentz going back to what he coached with the New England Patriots, by the way, with tight ends when he was there with Bill Belichick. So I think this is a pretty good fit for everybody down in Iowa City.
Seemed to be.
Mm-hmm. Seemed to be. 350 last night. Iowa fell to Michigan State, but boy, what a show it was. 96-93. Fourth-rated Spartans were down late and by as many as 8 in that ball game. Iowa had some empty possessions at the end that they kind of used the shot clock a little bit more than I thought they probably should have at that point. Just keep your foot on the accelerator. But all in all, a terrific game by both the Hawkeyes and the Spartans. If you like defense, wasn't really your cup of tea out there. But want to hear your thoughts. 319-366-1600. Tyler Cook was unstoppable last night, but unfortunately for Iowa, so was this guy named Miles Bridges, who they were the best two players on the court last night. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson is going to be an NBA player, but he got in foul trouble and only played fewer than 20 minutes. But Bridges was silky smooth. And
some of those reverse layups, just amazing.
Yeah, and just medium jumpers that, even though Iowa might have had a hand in his face, nothing but net. And then you had ancillary players like Nick Ward and Langford, and I mentioned Goins making that three-pointer near the end of the game.
McQuaid was really key,
and McQuaid
too.
Hit some big shots. And I want to ask you, well, you've seen Purdue and Michigan State up close. How would you compare?
I think Purdue's better.
Do you?
I think Purdue is better. Nothing against Michigan State. I think Michigan State probably is a tiny bit better offensively. That's because they have a few more weapons, don't have to necessarily rely on that outside shot as much as Purdue does. But where Purdue, I believe, is better equipped to make a run at the national championship is this Isaac Haas inside. Michigan State is usually just your blue-collar, physical, I mean, just take you down inside. They're not like that this year. You mentioned they had some foul trouble last night, but they had nobody on that roster that could stop Tyler Cook inside. Whenever Tyler Cook got the ball down low, he was going to get 2 points. Mm-hmm. And that is just completely different on what Michigan State has had in the past. You couldn't do that inside against the Spartans. Now you can't do that against Purdue because Haas is going to block your shot and you're not going to get in there because he's, you know, he's Jaws in there. He's this 7'2" Bond villain inside and you're just not going to get a shot off there.
Bond villain.
Yeah, he's Bond villain.
I like that.
Yeah, ask. And it's just, they're both really good though. Now, granted, Purdue played really well offensively in the day they were in Iowa City. And Michigan State, for the most part.
At Ohio State Purdue tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Ohio State Purdue is going to be a lot of fun coming up tonight. This Iowa team, if you just let Iowa play offense, half court, this is all. They have the offense to be a postseason tournament team. 44th in the country in offense. But how many times have we harped on it? Down to 309th right now in defense. And it didn't improve much last night with open three-pointers. I think four of the first five baskets last night were dunks for Michigan State. And, you know, it's 8-2, four dunks, and you're just looking at the exit going, oh, my God, how long is this going to take? But it was quite a game last night.
Well, the natural question for a lot of folks, I'm sure, was why don't we see this effort out of this team game after game?
I think offensively you do.
Number one, it's really difficult over the course of a season, but you just wish you'd see more consistency in that regard. And granted, you're jazzed. You're at home against the number four team in the country. I guess it's a mentality that's tough to maintain, and I don't really have the answer.
Yeah. Your thoughts at 319-366-1600. We need to take a quick break, come back, and when we do, we'll talk about Bowling Night in American and give you a preview of that. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
Back at 3:57 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Iowa State at Texas Tech tonight, 1600 a.m. at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM, the Bradley Braves and the UNI Panthers from Cedar Falls. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
We do indeed have one. If you haven't heard about the Josh McDaniels story, he turned down the Indianapolis Colts. We ask you at KGYMradio.com. Who dodged a bigger bullet Tuesday night, the Colts or Josh McDaniels? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Well, we dodge a bowling bullet tonight. This Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We get to bowl the Grand Poobah tonight.
Mike Hoskins, our treasurer. We won't have to go far to turn in our money tonight.
No, we won't.
Yeah, Quality Auto is the opponent. And after last week getting boat raced, the Rusty Nails 42 up, 42 down, and we'll try to keep on the winning side of things, but it won't be easy.
No, but it'll be fun tonight.
Quality Auto one game ahead of us, so let that be motivation. In addition to taking down Hoskins.
They're ahead of us?
They are. Or maybe they're behind us. I don't know. One game separates us. Let's put it that way.
All right. So it depends on what we do tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So that'll be coming up. We'll give you an update on that tomorrow. Joey Gase will join us tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow, we will talk to Kevin Lehman. Looking forward to that. Iowa State, tough one tonight down in Lubbock.
Indeed. And a text real quick. Want to know about Atlantic Castle? No ride yet.
Nothing yet. Yeah, we'll talk with Joey coming up tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 with another edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less.